Trump suggests Representative Ilhan Omar be thrown out of U.S. over claims she married her brother. By Elizabeth Weibel on November 30, 2025. President Donald Trump suggested that Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, should be removed from the United States, referencing allegations that she supposedly entered the country by marrying her brother. Somalia, where you have a congressman goes around telling everybody about our constitution, yet she supposedly came into our country by marrying her brother, Trump said while speaking to reporters on Air Force One. Well, if that's true, she shouldn't be a congressman, and we should throw her the hell out of our country. While talking to reporters, Trump also stated that the U.S. doesn't need people coming into the country, telling us what to do. Trump's comments come as Omar and other Democrats have defended Minnesota's Somali community, despite reports that there is evidence of widespread fraud of taxpayers' health care programs taking place. Trump has previously announced that he would be terminating temporary protected status, TPS, amnesty for Somalians, over reports that billions of dollars are missing. Breitbart News's Warner Todd Houston reported that Omar has accused Trump of making lawless threats against Somalians. Unsurprisingly, Somali native and U.S. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has been very vocal in her support for her fellow countrymen. She has also attacked Trump for lawless threats she says he has leveled against Somalians. In a post on Truth Social on Thanksgiving, Trump referenced what was happening in Minnesota and criticized both Governor Tim Walz, DMN, and Omar. Trump described Omar as always being wrapped in her swaddling hijab and doing nothing but hatefully complaining about the U.S. The seriously retarded governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, does nothing, either through fear, incompetence, or both, while the worst congressman/woman in our country, Ilhan Omar, always wrapped in her swaddling hijab, and who probably came into the USA illegally and that you are not allowed to marry your brother, does nothing but hatefully complain about our country, its constitution, and how badly she is treated, when her place of origin is a decadent, backward, and crime-ridden nation, which is essentially not even a country for lack of government, military, police, schools, etc., Trump said. The Powerline blog reported in February 2020 that the Daily Mail had reported that Omar did marry her brother and said she would do what she had to do to get him papers to keep him in U.S., reveals Somali community leader. Is there anyone in the world who doesn't know that Ilhan Omar married her brother in 2009? It has been my mission in life to get the word out over the past 3.5 years. Today Martin Gould reports for the Daily Mail. Ilhan Omar did marry her brother and said she would do what she had to do to get him papers to keep him in U.S. Reveals Somali community leader. Maybe word will get out now that as has been reported in the most widely read English language news site in the world. Gould's story follows his trip to Minneapolis last week and his meeting with my original Somali source, who has authorized me to say so. His name is Abdi Hakim Osman Nua. Gould gives his name as Abdi Hakim Osman. I first met him in August 2016 at a public place in downtown Minneapolis. Abdi had called me after the publication of my initial Omar-related Powerline post, Ilhan Omar her back pages. We were afraid of each other, but we have become good friends as I have continued meeting with him since then and developed other sources with his help. The Powerline blog also reported in July 2019 that Omar entered the United States as a fraudulent member of the Omar family. In 1995, Ilhan entered the United States as a fraudulent member of the Omar family. That is not her family. The Omar family is a second, unrelated family which was being granted asylum by the United States. The Omars allowed Ilhan, her genetic sister Sara, and her genetic father Nua said to use false names to apply for asylum as members of the Omar family. Ilhan's genetic family split up at this time. The above three received asylum in the United States, while Ilhan's three other siblings, using their real names, managed to get asylum in the United Kingdom. Ilhan Abdullahi Omar's name, before applying for asylum, was Ilhan Nua Said Elmi. The outlet went on to report that Omar's three siblings who received asylum in the United Kingdom were Ahmed Nua Said Elmi, Mohammed Nua Said Elmi, and Layla Nua Said Elmi. Omar and Ahmed Nua Said Elmi went on to get married in 2009 and did not divorce until 2017. In September, In a post on Truth Social, Trump criticized Somalia for being plagued by a lack of central government control, persistent poverty, hunger, resurgent terrorism, piracy, decades of civil war, corruption, and pervasive violence. Trump also criticized Omar for telling the U.S. government how to run America and questioned if she was the one that married her brother in order to gain citizenship.